Hello everybody and welcome to Technology in the ELT Classroom. I'm Diana Gonsalves and I'll be your host from Caracas, Venezuela. Today is Monday the 2nd of June 2014 and we're honored to receive Mr. Giacomo Mederico, currently taking a course on ICT and ELT at the Universidad Central de Venezuela. Welcome Giacomo and thank you for accepting my invitation.
Hi, thanks for the invitation, Diana. I'm honored to be here.
Excellent. I'm honored to have you here too.
Now, thanks.
First question, and this is the reason why I invited you to this program.
Okay.
Do you like video games?
Of course I do. I love them.
All right. Have you played video games for your entire life?
Well, since I have memory, I have played a lot of video games, from NES games to the current generation of consoles.
All right, like PlayStation 1 and Wii.
Yes, of course, PlayStation 1, 2, 3, and even 4, and most of all the Nintendo's consoles.
All right, the oldies and
yes.
The newies. All right, very good. Now, this is, you know, today I would like to know your opinion about the use of video games in English language teaching. I mean, among many, an American researcher, I think his name is Ravi Purushottam, something okay. Like that, he suggests that video games such as The Sims could be a good way to teach languages. Now, what's your first thought about this? Do you agree or disagree?
I agreed because, I mean, most of the video games that we play, I mean, like let's say for example Final Fantasy. It's a game where it has a immersive plot, immersive characters, an immersive storyline that lets you delve into a world of fantasy, magic, and other creatures, other worlds, and so on and so forth. But the thing is that since these games have this massive storyline and massive plot, we need to understand the contents. And some of the contents are made or conformed by the dialogues or the conversation that you make with the other characters, whether it's the tertiary or secondary characters or the antagonist. But in order to understand the video games, and since most of the video games are in English or some case or another language, we need to understand them, right? And the thing is, we need to understand it in order to progress the game, and you need to read what the game says in order to progress, in order to complete the missions or in order to complete a task or a quest that they throw at you. So I think that video games are like a motivation for learners in order to understand what the game says. So if I look for some information on what the words said in a certain dialogue, so it's like a very motivating activity for students to delve into English as a second language learning or even teaching could be.
All right. So this person, and I think it connects to what you're saying, he believes that video games, I mean, part of their appealing is that they can capture the interest of adolescent audiences and that this should be exploited as the teachers. And my question is, do you think it attracts adolescents only, or maybe they could be attractive for other generations as well?
Yes, of course. I mean, since video games have the boom of video games has been since like almost 30 years, I think that the audience of the video game audience have expanded, not just for adolescents, and kids, but also adults, or even I've seen parents playing video games. I've seen people like around 50 or 60 60 years old playing video games. So not only the teenagers and kids should be limited the use of video games. I mean, video games are for everyone, and so Yes, of course. The audience should be expanded. Everyone can play video games if you have the necessary knowledge or the abilities.
Of course, and especially since some video games are exclusively for adults, right?
So of course, like for example, GTA or Max Payne or Assassin's Creed, those games have a massive storyline, but it's limited for adults because of the content that it has. No, I mean, there's blood, there's violence, and those games should be just for adults. So, I mean, you're motivating the adults population to play video games.
Yes, very true. Very nice. Now this, I think it relates to something. In 2008, the UNESCO established an ICT competency standard for teachers. Now, do you think, and related to these types of video games and stuff, do you think teachers should be more competent regarding the use of video games? I mean, know what's available in the market, which games are more useful, and how to incorporate them in their classrooms.
Okay, yes, of course. Teachers nowadays, sorry, they need to adapt to the new technology. They shouldn't stick to the old ways of teaching that just books and that's it. I mean, we have this boom of technology with the different Web 2.0 tools, and in I don't know, maybe in a near future, Web 3.0 tools. So why not using video games since it's a very interactive tool in order to teach, I don't say from reading or writing or listening comprehension or content comprehension. But not every game should be adapted to should be put in English teaching classrooms. By that I mean, you're not going to put, let's say, for example, Call of Duty as a game for teaching, because it's just a game where you have to shoot things and that's it. You need games that they have, like I said before, immersive storylines or immense dialogues that are deep, that they need comprehension, that they need a moment to see, okay, this guy said this and that. So in order to progress and finish the game, I must do this. And so in order to do that, I need to read or I need to comprehend what they are saying right now. So it should be games that are quite interactive. Let's say, for example, games like World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft is a multi-massive RPG that many people play that are all around the world, and it has this quest that you need to read in order to progress. So the games that should be adapted to our classrooms should be the types of games that are interactive, not games that they are like FIFA, that is just soccer or sports games in general. No, they need to be games that they need to be elaborated, if you catch my meaning.
Okay, so you, for example, and there you say something really important. I mean, there are different types of video games.
Yes.
Those are online video games, right? You
Yes.
usually play them with people in. You can play World of Warcraft with someone in Ireland, being in Venezuela, for example.
Yes.
Yes?
True, true.
Now, that's one point for the online video games. But
Mm
what about traditional, if I can use the word,
yes, of
video
course.
games such as Zelda, for example? I remember Zelda, and all the dialogues, they were in English.
Yes, of course. In fact, to me, The Legend of Zelda for Nintendo 64, it was the game that made me to study English. I mean, because back in 1998, I think, there wasn't all this Google thing, or it was at that time, but it wasn't that elaborated or updated like it is today. No, I remember that I have to read what they were saying and try to think, what the character was saying, and I need to read, for example, guides. I had to wait. I remember I was following this magazine called Club Nintendo, that I had to wait for each month in order to see the guides, the walkthroughs of the game, and in order to understand what they were saying, because sometimes some of the words that they were saying were very hard to understand for a kid at that time, was 9-10 years old. So yeah, the traditional games should be used. In fact, nowadays we have a chance. The use of traditional games still exists. The case of BioShock or BioShock Infinite, The Last of Us, the Assassin's Creed, the whole Assassin's Creed saga, the whole Final Fantasy saga, that those games that make you read, make you listen, make you understand what they were saying, in order to adapt to the world that they are throwing at you at the screen, you know? So, like I said before, we need those types of games in order to apply them for our classrooms activities. Not games, yeah, not simple games such as FIFA or Call of Duty. Those are simple games. They are entertaining, but even though they are entertaining, they are not interactive or they are not games that allows you to learn something. For example, if you play Assassin's Creed games, they are games that they are based in the Renaissance era or the American Revolution times, or I think the next game is going to be in the French Revolution era. So they teach you history by playing the games. And recently I have seen that those games, that they have like historic backgrounds, it's easier for the students to comprehend history better, because they are like, I quote, living the era. So why not teach English with games? If you can learn history, why not English?
All right. Yeah, that's a point.
Mm-hmm.
In those two, online video games and console video games.
Okay.
Console video games seems to me that are very useful for grammar and vocabulary acquisition, more or less.
Yeah.
And online video games are more like, you know, using the language.
Of course. Yeah, the traditional games should be more oriented to reading and listening, because since most of the games have dialogues in audio where there are voice actors or even famous actors, so we can improve the students' listening and reading capabilities, and or even the content comprehension, while games such as World of Warcraft, like you said, or even League of Legends, where it's a game where you need to, you sort of have to lead a squad of people from all around the world in order to accomplish a certain objective. So, in order to communicate, you need to communicate in English, since the game, you are playing with people from Peru, from Venezuela, from Italy, from Ireland, from England, from United States, from New Zealand. So, most of the people use English. So, you need to use the language per se, and so you are developing writing skills.
Yeah, writing and sometimes even speaking, because
yes,
if they have the tools to speak.
Of course, you are using, yeah, like you just said it, you are developing speaking abilities, because you are going to speak in some cases, you're going to yell orders for, like, let's say, go to this place, go to that place, and so on and so forth.
Yes, I mean, I'm not a player, but sometimes I've heard kids, you know, in the, you know, cyber cafe say,
mm-hmm.
go here, do that,
because mm-hmm, they have
exactly. Microphones, right?
Yes, exactly. For example, League of Legends, even though it uses just a chat, where you have to write the orders or the places, or you ask people to give you certain information in order to beat the mission, you need to write it. and sometimes they use a certain vocabulary that is exclusive for the game. For example, they use words such as gang, that it means that you are leveling the rival's character, or phrases such as carrying the line, that you said that you are going in your path, that you're going to achieve the mission, you are doing good, and other examples. So you're applying a specific vocabulary, and you are using writing and speaking abilities.
All right. Yes. That's true. Now, now that we went from traditional console video games to online video games, we're talking about the evolution of video games. And mm-hmm. I would like to ask you about that. Because, you know, the future is likely to bring many changes in technology.
Of course.
And it's expected that these changes will show first in video games. For example, the application of virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
So, virtual reality is expected to show first in this area. Can you foresee how, you know, virtual video games could be exploited by the teacher when this technology is available?
Yeah, imagine we have this. There's a project that is on the works right now. Even Facebook bought it. It's called Oculus Rift. It's like a virtual reality simulator that is going to be applied in video games and other applications. And in fact, I posted it on my blog, something about Oculus Rift. But since the era of virtual reality is at hand, I imagine that video games are going to be more interactive than they were 5 years ago. They're going to be even, in fact, we're going to be in the game. You're going to have the feel that you're in the game, and not only you are going to express through speaking or through writing, you're going to be the character expressing, you're going to live in the flesh, if it's possible, the flesh of your character. You're going to relive a certain story character or whatever. And I think that it's going to be more interactive for us teachers to use virtual reality in games, because since nowadays the kids are more oriented to the games, it's going to be more comfortable for us. In the sense of, what do I say? In the sense of, since kids are more oriented to technologies, we're going to use this in an advantage in order to create more interactive activities that allows us to create more entertaining in educational environments. I don't think if you catch my meaning.
Yes, of course. And
okay.
I also agree with you and complement that idea with the fact that they're going to be in the flesh of their avatar, and whenever they need to use their language, whenever they need to use the language, they're going to complement speaking, or they're not going to need to write. They're going to complement their speaking with facial and corporal expressions.
Exactly.
So they're really going to feel what they are saying.
Exactly. So, and you're not only you're going to be sit on your room playing the video game, you're going to be standing up, you're going to be moving. So you're going to, like you said, you're going to live the life of your avatar. So it's going to be more entertaining in the sense, in the part of the video game industry, that it's going to be more immersive in the sense of that you're going to relive the life of your character. But for teachers, it's going to create more and more possibilities in the sense of creating more interactive activities. Let's say that, I don't even, just thinking through, imagine that you're going to make an activity playing, World of Warcraft, and you post a quest in I don't know, in a certain place, and you make students to do the quest by reading the quest that you post, and then you have to accompany the students in order to assess them via virtual reality, and you're going to see through your eyes what they are accomplishing in order to achieve the activity that you post in the game. So I think it's going to be, I see like a brighter future in the use of technologies in teaching, especially in video games.
I agree with you, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really sorry, but mm-hmm. we have to finish this conversation, which is very, very interesting, and I would like to go on.
Okay, don't worry, I understand.
Well, thanks again, Giacomo. Tell me?
I imagine that it's time limitations, right? Time limitations.
Yes, we have time limitations, Giacomo.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, thanks again, Giacomo, for such valuable contribution.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to our audience for being with us. We'll
okay.
meet again, okay, Giacomo?
Alright, see you then.
We'll meet again soon. And we'll meet again with our audience.
Alrighty.